today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Inshallah, all of you are doing well. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, which you are listening to. Today, we're going to speak about Imamology.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan.
Today, Friday, is the 16th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter As-Sajda, verse 24 of the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ
And we made from among them leaders, guiding by our command when they were patient, when they were certain of our signs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The appointment of divine leaders is among the rights of Allah. Certainty and patience with perseverance are two necessary conditions for leadership. A leader must have certainty in the aim, and he must have patience and perseverance until the last moment. Therefore, this verse points to the honors that the children of Israel obtain under the shade of perseverance and faith in order that it can be a lesson for others.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin.
Today's special and the stress on the meaning of Imam. The word Imam has very interesting meanings. It is so splendid and heartening that no other words such as teacher, patron, leader, preacher, and sermonizer has such a wide meaning as the word Imam has, as all these words cannot teaching and training but not carrying a movement. But an Imam is one who moves himself with his deed and makes others follow him. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, When two groups of my followers go astray, the whole Ummah will go astray. And when they become virtuous and noble, they would influence all others, and then all will become noble and virtuous. The two groups referred to in this tradition are the rulers and the jurists. Hence, the importance of the conduct of a leader and its influencing force becomes quite evident. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the need for recognizing the infallible imam. In the Islamic religion, we find that the post of imamate reached Imam Ali alayhi salam, not simply on the day of Ghadir Khum, however, soon after the advent of the Islamic religion, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in many places and many contexts, indicated that his successor would be none but Imam Ali alayhi salam. Here it deserves mention that what took place on the 18th of Dhul Hijjah at the place Ghadir Khum, I mean a place between Mecca and Medina, it was just a public declaration or public announcement of the imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salam. However, it wasn't the only position, it wasn't the only situation or context. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had repeatedly indicated that his immediate successor would be none but Imam Ali alayhi salam. It's indicated in the discourses of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam that imamate is an integral part of Islamic of the Islamic religion. It's indicated that the infallible imams should be followed just in the way that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was followed and is followed, was and is followed by all people, by all Muslims. At the same time, this is regarded as, I mean, this following the infallible imam is regarded as recognizing the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certainly, this imam who should be followed up and who should be closely adhered to is an infallible imam. And this infallibility, that is the characteristic of being away or being away from committing any sin, whether major or minor, is a virtue endowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unto certain specially selected people. And these certain specially selected people in the Islamic religion, they've been the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his daughter Fatima al-Zahra sallallahu alaiha, and the 12 infallible imams in whom we believe.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
The continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much. We're going to speak about the philosophy of the existence of the Imam. One of its philosophies is this. The Imam is the great intermediator for divine grace. Many of the scholars following the Islamic traditions compare the existence of the Prophet and the Imam in the human society, in the total world of creation, to the existence of a heart in the body of human being. We know that when the heart beats, blood is sent to all the parts of the body and it nurtures all of the cells. Because the pure Imam, in the form of a perfect human being and leader of human society, is the cause for the descent of divine favor or grace, and every individual to the extent of their being in such with the Prophet and the Imam can benefit from this grace or favor. And the Imam benefits from this very grace. It must be said that to the some extent that the existence of the heart is necessary, the existence of this intermediator for divine grace is also necessary for the activities of the world of humanity. The prophets and the imams have nothing of themselves to give to others, that whatever is given by Allah. But just like the heart is an intermediator for the transmission of divine grace to the body, the prophets and imams also are intermediators for divine grace for human beings in all groups.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ.
One of the conditions and special qualities of the imam is overflowing with knowledge. The imam, like a prophet, is a place of refuge of knowledge for the people. He must know all principles and practices of the religion. The external and internal meanings of the Quran, the traditions of the Prophet, and in complete way, be aware, because he is the preserver and guardian of the divine law as well as the leader and guide of the people. A person who, when a complicated issue is presented, either becomes conscious or asks another person for the answer, their knowledge and information will not answer. A person who, when a complicated issue is presented, either becomes conscious or asks another person for the answer, their knowledge and information will be answered the need of an Islamic society. They can never be given the position or station of imamate and leadership of the people. In conclusion, the imam must be the most aware and most knowledgeable person in relation to the religion of Allah after the demise of the Holy Prophet, who does not allow Islam to deviate.
The massacre of the third Imam, Al-Husayn ibn Ali, at Karbala on the 10th day of Muharram, or Ashura, in the year 61 after Hijrah, or 680 of the Common Era, by an Umayyad army during the reign of the second Umayyad ruler, Yazid ibn Muawiyah. I think it may be firmly argued that the martyrdom of Imam Hussein is the single most important event in the history of Shiism. Of course, Professor Mahmoud Ayyub has written a seminal work entitled Redemptive Suffering in Islam, a study of the devotional aspects of Ashura in 12 Shiism, which he explores the place of Imam Hussein and his commemoration in Shiism. I've written an unpublished paper in which I argue that the place and role of Imam Hussein in the 12 Shiite worldview is unmatched by another figure within the tradition. Finally, the occultation, or al-ghayba, of the 12th Imam, Muhammad ibn al-Hassan, known as al-Mahdi. 12er Shiite belief holds the 12th Imam to have entered into a state of occultation or hiding at the age of 5 after the death of his father, the 11th Imam, al-Hassan al-Askari, in the year 260 after Hijrah, or 874 of the Common Era, in Samarra, in Iraq. This state of hiding would consist of two stages. The first is known as the minor occultation, or al-ghayb al-sughra, and lasted for approximately 70 years from the year 260 to 329 after Hijrah, or 874 to 941 of the Common Era. During this time, the 12th Imam was only accessible to the community through his four successive agents. The second stage began in 329 after Hijrah, or 941 of the Common Era, with the death of the fourth and final agent, and continues indefinitely. It is known as the major occultation, Al-Ghayb Al-Kubra. During this period, which continues until today, according to 12er Shiite thought, the belief is that the Imam is inaccessible to the masses, neither directly nor indirectly. This period will only end at some undefined point before the end of the world, when God will permit the 12th Imam to reappear and to establish peace and justice in the world along with Jesus as the Messiah. This doctrine of the occultation forms a very important aspect of 12er Shiite belief.
Time flies so fast. That is the end of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we rejoin you on another episode and another interesting topic. Till then, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi,
علي إمامي لفت إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفت إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي